Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Insight, broadcasting on all planes of reality.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel.
Got Skipper here.
This is Matt.
Hey, it's good to be here. This is Darius.
Okay. So, how have you guys been this week? You pretty good?
It's going.
I'm tired.
Yeah, it's been a pretty heavy
time. Someone for can you. Actually talk again.
Yeah. You missed out on the last episode. I had my voice back.
Mm-hmm. He did have it back. It was a good one. It was Mothman last week.
I forgot I missed an episode. Mm-hmm.
You know, you should probably listen to it. It's really good. It actually really was. I thought it was. And I mean, it's doing pretty good in views, so. The audience thinks it is as well. This week, I didn't do any polls or anything, so nothing fun on Twitter. However, we definitely did get a new super fan, I would say. His name's Danny on Twitter. He shot this out like every day. So, nice. Much appreciated, my guy. Much appreciated. He is going through our back catalog.
Starting all the way at like episode one.
Yeah, and he's past the music, and he has tweeted out every episode like that he does.
Oh wow!
I make sure to retweet it because it's very nice of him. So we really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Let us know what's your favorite episode. So
yeah, no, I was gonna get up with him a little later, and that's what I'm telling you guys. Get on Twitter. Let's interact with our listeners, man. Do you guys have a login for it? No, you could do your personal one. It doesn't matter. Like I honestly try to do more now through my personal account, and then just use the podcast account to go through like
and actually post the stuff for it.
But yeah, no, that's it. Other than that, I haven't really seen any movies or done. Honestly, anything. My wife and I started a 1,000-piece puzzle of Godzilla. There are 3 missing pieces. I probably put together maybe 50 of the pieces. So if that tells you guys what she does. She really loves puzzles. I like puzzles, but I just, after a while, everything looks the same to me. And I just got to leave.
That's how I feel about puzzles.
I mean, I think that's how you feel yeah. with everything, right? It just everything looks the same for you. But yeah, I don't know. What have you guys been up to? Ain't reading anything cool? Oh, I did. Real quick. Sorry. I did. Do you guys know
The Muffin
Science
Man?
Meets Bigfoot or Sasquatch or something like that? Science Meets Sasquatch. Have you guys seen that or read it? It's a big Bigfoot book. Black with blue. It's like black and blue with his eyes.
I've seen the cover, but I haven't
read
it.
Okay. So I just bought that. I just picked that up this week. I have not read it yet. There's a Kickstarter for a second one, and I jumped on that. So if you guys do that, Matt, you might be interested in it. You do get a book out of it. And I want to say you get your stuff in there. Yeah, that's the one. So they're making a second one of that.
Okay, cool.
But I thought it was really neat, so I would definitely look into that. I hope it's not ended yet. I don't think it is. But you really never know. So what about everybody else? What have you guys been up to?
All work and no play for me.
All work and no play. You got not even on Xbox or anything?
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah,
you sent us the link to it.
Oh, see? So, I'm so nice to you guys. I fucking try to include you guys in everything.
I started Jedi Survivor the other night. I forgot about that.
That's the second one. How's that going?
It has 2 weeks to go on that Kickstarter.
Right. Okay, guys. Go ahead and call out the Kickstarter real quick.
But yeah, it's the sequel
like,
to...
Legend Me.
Yeah, just go ahead. Like, so that, because you have to like put shit in there for it actually defined.
Legend Meets Science 2 film sequel, a Bigfoot documentary.
And the 2 is Roman numeral.
Yes. So. The creator of Monster Quest brings you the sequel to the original groundbreaking Bigfoot documentary, Legend Meets Science.
Nice. Yeah. So, I heard a lot of good things about the first book, so I said, fuck it, I'm going to back the second book. And that's the second one.
And this is what this one looks like.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't know. So how is it? You said it was good?
So far, it's pretty good. I've only gone to like the first mission. I've gotten like halfway through it.
It's a long.
I'm only about an hour into Fallen Order.
Oh god.
It's got to the point where people have games more than movies.
Yeah, I'm still watching movies, fellas. That's what I did. I actually just got an anthology movie from the fucking place in the mall. East Is it East Coast?
Suncoast.
Suncoast. Suncoast movies.
Yeah.
It's called It's My Birthday or something like that. Or Happy Birthday to Me. It's an anthology series from either the 70s or 80s. I'm not really sure. However, I'm super excited to watch it. And it's a cool slipcover. It looks like a VHS. So nice. I thought that was cool. But yeah, looks really interesting. Skipper, welcome back from your trip.
Good to be back.
Yeah. So are you done with Kentucky?
We're done with Kentucky.
Right. Until we figure out if we're going back to Crypticon or not. And then, yeah. However, I think maybe flying
I'm done with Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, so you're going to Lexington now. Are we going back to the Goatman Bridge? Goatman Bridge?
The Trestle.
The Trestle?
Pope Lick.
No, it's okay. I'm okay. I don't need it again.
I'll pass on that one.
It was cool when it lasted. I thought that was me. It was cool when it lasted. You good?
Yeah, it's working. It's fine.
Are you sure? They're
They're already closed. They're gone.
Okay.
They're not even there. Like, she told me earlier, she was already done.
Oh, it's there. So, yeah. Darius, you just beat Resident Evil, didn't you?
Yeah, Village. Beat Village.
How was that? And your Resident Evil games, where would you put that at?
I wasn't really the biggest fan of the ending, to be honest. So, I think the game was really good until that point.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, I liked it.
So where would it rank among your favorite?
It explains the seventh one a lot.
Oh, really? It comes back in? Oh, well, it does, like, at the beginning. Does it through the whole game?
No, the ending, like, the seventh one is, like, explained a lot. I don't want to spoil anything because
it's fine.
Much better, so. But,
I mean, it's been out for a while.
I played Resident Evil 4 and 8 in the past month, and I will go ahead and say that the new Resident Evil 4 remake is better than Resident Evil 8. But Resident Evil 8 is pretty good, and it's a pretty solid sequel to 7, so...
But you know what is super exciting?
Resident Evil 9?
No. The thing that comes out next month.
Oh, yeah. Alien...
Gray Hill
Incident.
Yeah. It's only for PC and PlayStation 5.
I saw that. It's on PS4.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Also, I have a couple games for you if you want them.
So I can play it.
PlayStation 5, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Are you
going
to get it?
If I'm right and it's actually on PS4, then yes. I remember seeing the picture on it.
You know what I'm doing? I'm getting it for my PS5.
Yeah, but I mean, the game looks... And it's on PlayStation 4, and it's on Xbox, so...
It is on Xbox. Why? Dude, I tried to look up on my Xbox Marketplace the other day.
Look how sick this game looks. Look at that. First of all, look. You're shooting grays, and they're dodging you. Like, it's fun.
It kind of reminds me of, what is it, the McPherson tapes?
And,
or something like that?
Yeah, no, that's definitely... But... But
I don't know if we can show a trailer. I mean, I guess you can.
I'm not playing the volume.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like,
I love that.
Cornfields.
Fucking love that.
Got the dark house.
And you know, this fits in with next month because we're already putting in some cool alien shit.
And it takes place in the early 90s, right around the same time as what
McPherson.
We're talking about.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? The McPherson tapes?
McPherson tapes? Yeah. It's cool because it's just like Resident Evil, in my opinion, with how you can turn the gun around and like do your inventory and all that.
Yeah, that's sick.
It looks sick, and I'm very excited. It looks like a real horror game, too.
Yeah, I heard it's good because it's already been out for a while. It's been on Steam.
Yeah, so...
Or is that what it's called? Steam?
Steam.
But, it's been out for a while, I'm pretty sure.
It looks really, really good.
Well, then I'm...
Because they just made it for console. I think that's what it's coming out, is for console.
It comes out in July.
For everything.
So you can be playing it on your new laptop.
I can play it on my laptop.
That's what I'm playing Fall.
Oh wait, Matt, you have a gaming laptop?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Wait, you have a gaming PC?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I had no idea.
It was my normal laptop.
It's your normal, and it's just your normal. What kind? Wait, like the one that you brought to Withville last year?
Yeah, my XPS.
Oh yeah, it is, isn't it? I guess I never realized how thick that bitch is.
No, it's thin. It has all the specs as a regular gaming laptop.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Man, technology.
So, it's not out yet on Steam.
I'm sorry. I could have sworn that it's been out for a while.
It will be on Steam, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Windows, Xbox Series X, and Series X.
Sick.
June 9th, 2023.
So. Oh, it's June 9th?
Yeah.
So we'll be gone. And Withville, when it comes out.
I'm bringing my laptop.
That's fine. I don't know, man. Party hardy, man. Paddle wants to burn that motherfucker down. When we're done with Withville, there's not going to be another hotel. We're going to have to get a place out of state or out of town.
Sounds like you're not allowed back in the state.
After we're done with that place, they're going to have to put the Withville UFO Fest in like Winston-Salem.
There's going to be a fest about that night.
It's going to be insane. So
it's going to be like a UFO abduction.
I don't know if I'd want that. I am going to bring my thermo, though.
Just to look around up there.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, dude, it gets dark up there. Mm-hmm. So,
probably,
fuck it.
You'll probably be able to see more in the sky.
Yeah, it's pretty clear up there.
When you look out in the woods.
I also will say, it does. The nights bring a long sleeve. Like, something to be chilling. Chill out there. But for the daytime, shorts and t-shirt.
It got hot as shit.
It did. I wore jeans the whole time. But I was okay. Like, I was comfortable. I'll probably wear jeans again. Probably wear jeans again, to be honest with you. But bring some comfy shoes. That's all I can say. So, shall we get into what has brought us here today together? This holy matrimony.
Yeah, so in 1946, the movie The Blue Dahlia was released.
The Blue Dahlia?
We're going to be talking about The Blue Dahlia.
Wait, in what year?
1946.
Okay.
Alright, cool. So it was a crime film and film noir. Original screenplay by Raymond Chandler. It was directed by George Marshall. And it starred Alan Ladd, Veronica Lake, and William Bendix. Alright, we're going to get into the plot now.
So, just like that? Wait. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just joking. No, we're not really talking about The Blue Dahlia yet. But that movie... I don't know what to tell you. It was a movie, you know. But yeah, it was released April 19, 1946 by Paramount Pictures. Alright, no, what we're actually talking about today is, I don't want to say it.
The Black Dahlia.
So the Blue Dahlia has nothing to do with the Black Dahlia.
No, it just
except
was...
for maybe an association with the name.
Yeah, it's the name.
It was called the Black Dahlia in reference to the Blue Dahlia.
Very relevant at the time, but, you know, we'll jump right into it after the main story, and then we'll get into it.
Well, real quick, who is the Black Dahlia?
Elizabeth Short.
Okay, now who is Elizabeth Short?
Well, it's a 22-year-old Hollywood hopeful from Los Angeles.
A Hollywood hopeful.
Alleged Hollywood hopeful.
Wanted to be a Hollywood hopeful.
Wanted to be...
Or wanted to be a Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she was an actress.
Aspiring actress.
Gotcha.
It was known that she was trying to be an actress, but it's not really known if she was still trying to be it by the time of the incident. You know, because there's a lot of empty holes in her life.
And in her.
Well, those aren't holes. Those are just straight up fucking... You know those lasers from Infinite Warfare? Like the ones that will cut you right in fucking half? You know?
No.
I didn't play Infinite Warfare.
Well, there was this gun in Infinite Warfare, and it was beefed up like a motherfucker. It shot out a laser. And like
I know the BFG.
Like, you would run around and there was this guy that would just like shoot lasers around the map. Terminal. Specifically, I remember Terminal. Because they had a Terminal like 2080 something or something like that.
Right.
This guy was just running with lasers, and it just...
So, like, the Spartan laser from Halo.
Essentially, that's what it looked like.
No. Does the BFG shoot like that?
No, it's a big...
It's been a minute.
Big
since
screen.
Yeah, but that's just, like... That's just...
It's just a big green ball. Just
yeah, that's what kills everything. Okay. It does kill everything.
It's the type of shit that...
Except for the Marauder.
It hurted.
Yeah, we'll just jump straight into it.
Yeah, I mean, we can. I guess this Elizabeth Short, she's not, you know, she moved out to...
Moved out to California. Yeah, she was originally from...
Boston.
Boston. And Boston. Her father was affected by the Depression. And...
The Depression. Yeah. No, you said it right. It was just Matt was a cock.
Something cock. Anyway, so yeah, man. He was affected by the Depression, and many people thought, since he lost all his money, that he had killed himself. But he actually moved to California and started a new life. And years down...
That's crazy.
What?
I didn't know that. Keep going.
Just like years down the line, he would eventually contact Elizabeth and her mother.
Real weird.
Basically tell them that he just fucking ditched their whole family, but he was willing to like take her in if he has to catch up with her, and she... Loved the idea because she always wanted to go to California and become an actress. So
she just wanted to fucking take his money.
Basically.
I mean, she went down he was there, a dick.
And that's how she got introduced to California, was through her father.
That's great. I loved that. Thank you. See, that's great. That was good. So, you may be wondering, which honestly you probably aren't because you've heard of this before, I'm sure, the audience. But, however, we're gonna be assholes and pretend you don't know what we're talking about. And if you don't even really pretend, don't
just,
know,
just talk
if you
to
really
me.
Don't know, right? Okay, so Skipper actually has no idea about this, and we are gonna be talking to you about this, which is great that you don't know. About this.
I did minimal research, and this was honestly the first time I had heard of it,
which is crazy to me.
I don't think you've seen the pictures.
I well, have not seen the pictures.
Oh, we never showed him. Oh, yeah, you said
he
no.
He doesn't want to see him. I'm not showing him.
That's fair. I'm just an asshole. I'm over here like, look, Skipper.
If you want to show him, you can show him.
No, I'm not going to do that. You're right.
He'll have to do it himself.
He's yeah, seen some no, you're right. He's an good. Adult. He
it's
can
like
do
showing
it.
Showing him the McNutt video.
The what?
The McNutt video?
Yeah, Ronnie McNutt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. He doesn't. So go ahead.
No, you've seen it. It's the video with the guy with the shotgun shoots himself and the dog eats.
I don't think I've seen that.
And the SWAT team just like runs in after he kills himself.
No.
It was on Reddit.
I'm not on that side of Reddit.
You're the most fucked up side sometimes, I'm just saying.
You literally, I literally was just, Matt, thank you, because I was about to be like, oh, are you fucking sure? Like, are, he's over here,
you're
you moonlight on Reddit. He's a moonlighter. His second job is scanning Reddit.
After the ostrich.
Yeah, he's over here, like, he
I don't
he
spend my time
as a
there.
Redditor. Yeah, okay, like, his second part-time, like, his part-time job is on Reddit. And do not act like you're not on. I guarantee you watch your porn on through Reddit. And if you don't, then you have. That's how, like, he knows. It's fucking true. It's okay. It's all right. We've all been there. I'm not denying my experience in the dash and then whatever I want after that field or the R or whatever. It just, it happens. Darian,
did I show you the Usher
tune? I'm just saying, does this like ring any bells?
No, don't. Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. We don't need to see that. Like, I've actually seen that enough to the point where, like, now, okay,
wait,
so.
I've only showed you once. You watched more than once?
Oh, I've watched that. No, you let it play in the back, and I watched it like 30 times, remember? I just sat there, and you're like, Daniel, you can stop watching. I was like, I can't.
No, you just kept on watching it.
Right, because I could not stop.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's.
I've seen
body
worse.
Horror. Is one of those things, like, in movies, I like body horror. When I've been, Skipper will attest, I have been on some really shitty sites.
Rabbit hole, you keep
and
on going down.
No, my rabbit hole, though, makes it where, like if I wanted to show Skipper, usually Skipper says, I don't want to see it.
You saw the one where the kid jumps off the thing and fucking hits his head against, like, the metal sticking out of the wall?
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
I've actually, there's been times where like things on like Instagram or Twitter wasn't as regulated and things slipped through the cracks.
I don't think.
And this man knows, I literally would stay up all night.
He would.
Watching videos of
then he'd
terrorist attacks. Then I'd come to work.
He'd
and I'm
come
like,
to work.
Bloodshot.
Show,
like, I'm
show
just
me
like,
a couple of them and I'm like, all right, I'm done here.
Like he was like, it made Skipper uncomfortable.
I remember when I used to get on, they used to leak on YouTube.
No, this shit was crazy. Yeah. No, obviously, you know, early 2000s to mid-2010s. Well, early 2010s to mid-2010s. We watched...
16, you could still probably get it.
Yeah, but I was going to say, we watched, like, the like the ISIS beheadings and, like, that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah. That was on YouTube.
Me and Colton did. We watched it at the store. That day, when the news... when they did that to the reporter, we watched it that day. And that was the day I knew, eventually, Colton would end up in the military. He was so angry. And that's where he is. He's in the army now, so...
You wanted to still find videos like that up to last year, all you would have to do is type in a period into the YouTube bar, and it pulls up everything. Which is the craziest shit, because it passes the algorithm. Not anymore, because they fixed it. Uh-huh. But, yeah.
That's interesting.
It was all on there. If you typed in just a period on there.
Huh. Anyway, so like movies like Saw. I like the first Saw. The stories of Saw got really bad. The body horror, the body horror and that shit was okay.
Yeah.
But then, and then like Hostel... I liked Hostel. I liked the story, I think, more in Hostel, actually, than Saw. But I like Eli Roth, so... But, like, body horror sometimes can get to me because it's human. It's mm-hmm. I'm seeing, you know, shit with, like, ghosts, poltergeist and shit like that. I ain't doing shit against that. I lost. I can only run.
I know exactly what
and
my
sometimes
body
you can't
is capable
even run. Right.
And it is comfortable doing,
right.
And it's not that.
Right. So, like, when I start seeing, like, certain body horrors or, like, just start seeing certain injuries or certain things, actually, particularly the Black Dahlia, I did not like
you can almost
looking
imagine,
at those
like,
pictures.
How it would feel. Right.
Well, I think which we'll get into, well, we can go ahead and kind of talk about it, like her body, which I know we're jumping ahead real quick, but I think those injuries that were for her, I think that was post-mortem. Like, yeah. I think she was cut. Yeah.
It was.
But could you fucking imagine if it wasn't?
Just knowing...
You'd at least feel a couple inches before you would go into shock.
Just innately knowing this isn't right.
Yeah, well, that's what it comes to. But that's also why I like it in movies, right? Yeah. Because I can... And I don't... You know, me... None of those movies make me look away. Like, even when I get high and watch Empty Man, I don't look away. I'm engaged, but I'm uncomfortable, right? I like that. That is why I get into movies. That's why I get into that shit. There's not a lot of movies that make me do that. Cannibal Holocaust, when I was younger... The first time I ever saw Cannibal Holocaust, that was weird. That's all I can say.
The turtle scene's still fun.
I just don't... I couldn't comprehend it. Okay, but like, there's like Hostel. There's like always like the fucking Achilles heel in Hostel. That'll always. I'm like, oh fuck! Like no,
right.
Like your tendon right there, it getting sliced. Could you imagine? Like you're sitting down right now. Okay, it gets sliced. It hurts. You try to stand up.
You can't.
And it like you know like you would fall and then you're fucking on the ground, man. Like, but like there's just I don't know. There's like certain things in Saw. There's never really anything that made me go...
What about Final Destination movies?
Okay, but Final Destination had a lot of gory moments. And actually, one of my favorite scenes ever was always the... I think it was with Final Destination 2, the kid coming out of the dentist's office and the glass smashing him.
Four.
That wasn't four.
The whole scene where the guy's under...
That's four. No, the glass scene's two. He's a kid. Yeah. It's Final Destination 2. They're leaving the dentist's office because the little... toy gets stuck in his throat and the guy comes and digs it out and goes up, oh, can't have you choking on that. And because he's the kid with the mom in the car during the accident, obviously, because the second one deals with the accident. Right. He's the blunt with the blonde tips.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the mom and the two boys in the fourth
one. Yeah, you're thinking of with the rock.
But yeah, she gets in the eye with
And then they, I don't know what happened to those kids.
I think it had something to do with glass too.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, so the kid, he's running to chase the birds. The birds affect the crane man. Yeah. And he drops the sheet of glass. And literally, I remember getting the DVD when I was like a kid. And I remember pausing it and playing it and pausing it and playing it. Because you saw him just fucking get smaller and smaller. Yeah. And then eventually, the glass hits the ground and then breaks. It breaks when it hits the fucking asphalt, not when it's crushing him. Like, I don't know, that like, it didn't gross me out or anything, but it was like, whoa. So, like, anytime, like, movies have really good body horror, or when it starts to really expose the anatomy of a body, I like it because also my curiosity is piqued. Like, the video that he was talking about with the man shooting himself in the head with a shotgun. It is... It's just like wanting to see the pictures of Kurt Cobain. What does that look like? What does it look like when a 12-gauge hits the bottom of your chin? And I can tell you, it's not pretty. There's a lot of reds. But, like, it's not pretty. An artist might be able to depict it and make it look pretty. Some watercolors.
There's no actual video.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, that's something that, like, to me... I look at that, I'm like, holy fucking... And then it also brings me back down to earth and shows me how fragile and a piece of shit I am. And, like, you know, I'm just another part of the food chain.
Just another gear in the cog.
No, literally, just another brick in the wall.
Just another speck of dust.
Just another sperm in the ball. Just came up with that one. Do you like it? Yeah, I bet you did. But in Skipper's case, it's just another sperm in the rectum. On the prostate. But
all in all.
So... Hell no, we're just another sperm on your prostate. Do you get that, Darius?
We're all just dusting.
You know what's crazy? It's I'm Matt's sperm on Skipper's prostate.
Anyway,
and for some reason, Colin's DNA shows up, and I'm not sure why. And it shows up in the form of fecal.
There's some shit in there
on Skipper's chest. Sorry, buddy. I didn't let you do that, and I apologize. However, you can have another Coke if you would like.
I'm good.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. Keep going, Dare Bear.
Okay, yeah. So, we'll start the story of the Black Dahlia. Let's get into it. Okay, so on the morning of January 15th, 1947, a mother was taking her child on a walk in Los Angeles in the neighborhood. Now, in the distance, while she was... Anyway,
you want to finger my butthole?
So,
I'm working on the night moves.
So she was...
You fishing in the dark?
Sorry. Yeah, it's all good. She was taking her kid on a walk.
Losing your religion?
Sorry, Terry.
She's going on a walk.
She's going on a walk. Okay, yeah. So she's going on a walk, and she notices a pale white figure in the distance in the grass. She first thinks it's a mannequin, you know, on the ground, and it does look like kind of like a mannequin. If you kind of look at it, like I can see that,
which makes me even more uncomfortable
because how still it is and how
yeah, but it doesn't that like
so dark right. compared to the rest
did
of
you
the
look
body.
At the photos?
Yes.
Okay, so does that not make you uncomfortable because it's seeing a human? That's like seeing a human, like a dummy or something, right? Or like at a haunted house.
It's like the uncanny valley.
Yeah.
Right, that's what it is. It's like it's something that it
and
shouldn't
it's weird
be.
Because that's exactly how mannequins are like separated.
Yeah, yeah, the way how her body's so like stiff.
Hmm.
Is under separated right there at the waist.
So the body was just a few feet from the sidewalk, and basically, the body was separated in half. So about I'd say right under the rib cage is where it's like sliced in half. And she actually had a smile carved into her face.
Yeah, a Glasgow smile.
Yeah. And there was also no blood reported on the scene. So she was completely, like, dried out, drained. And that's another thing that also adds to, like, the disturbing factor is the fact of how, like, how much time the killer put into this, you can say, project of his. but... Yeah, so police arrived to the scene. Actually, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Basically, what happened is the woman actually ran up to a nearby neighbor of hers and asked if she can use, or not near, but a nearby house, and asked if she could use the phone. And she had called the police and reported it. The police had went to the scene, and by the time the police were there, a whole bunch of people were crowded, you know, checking this thing out. Newspapers were already getting pictures, all that stuff. They eventually were able to get a fingerprint of hers, and they sent it to the FBI, where they were able to find out that it was a 22-year-old by the name of Elizabeth Short. And the reason why they had a fingerprint on the file of her is because she had tried to apply for a job as a clerk at a commissary at an Army's Camp Cook in California in 1943, as well as getting arrested for underage drinking later on. So that's how they found out it was her. It's pretty disturbing photos. We've already talked about it. But yeah, so that is how it basically starts. And
what was that? My pin.
Oh.
It's okay. Matt's pen just exploded, guys.
Sorry. But yeah, so that is how it starts. That's how we found out it was her. And that is how she was found.
Real quick, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What did you say that they got caught on drinking underage?
So there was two, yeah. There was two reasons why she had fingerprints in the file.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
So
you're right. It was because of her past, yeah.
And as well as trying to apply as a cook.
Yeah. Okay.
Or trying to apply as a clerk at a commissary.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're good now. I'm all caught up. For some reason,
yeah.
Something got switched around when I was trying to listen to you, and then yeah.
So yeah.
It's not just the THC.
So yeah, no. In the newspapers. There's so many fucked up things that happened in this whole entire thing. When the press was trying to get stuff on her, they actually would call her mom and say that she won a beauty contest just to see if like so they can get some information out of them, because they didn't want to necessarily tell her that their daughter was dead, because they're not going to like tell them anything, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, yeah, your daughter won a beauty contest, and we're trying to see if we can get some information about her life so we can put it in the paper and all that. And she told them everything, and then after all that, the people on the phone would be like, all right, by the way, your daughter died. She was just like found dead.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's fucked. It is pretty fucked. So that happened, and then
could you imagine being so excited for your daughter, and then
it's terrible.
Is that really how they did it? They called? Oh my god. And the same phone call.
Yeah.
Like that's legit.
Yeah.
The same phone call.
They're like,
not only did I tell somebody that they
yeah.
Their daughter just won a beauty contest, but then in the same fucking phone call, I let them know that was a lie and your daughter was found dead.
Yeah, that's fucked up. The press did not care. Not only that, is they also labeled her as like a sex worker.
Yeah, and I did see she was listed as a prostitute.
Yeah.
And then she tried to use that as her way to move up as an actress.
Do you think any of that was true? Like, do you think that at all she was a lady of the night?
No, I mean, I wouldn't assume not. But, you know, you never know. I personally don't think so. But also, a lot of people probably thought that because she was known for, like, hopping around bars and talking to guys. Like,
I mean, fuck, I hop around bars and talk to guys. I do, ask well, Matt.
Right.
That's real.
Nothing wrong with it. But, of course, in the eyes of 1947, they might be, like, viewing it as, like, oh,
she's a harlot.
She's moving around, dude. She's right. Playing the parts. And also, not only that, but all the police, like, all the people that were under investigation with the police, it was said that they were all, like, romantic links to her, even though that's not true at all. That was what people were being told, is they all had, like, connections to her, like, you know, through, like, romantic hookups and all that. So that probably also added to the story, but, yeah. So, that is, like, the baseline of everything. I'll let you go ahead and get into some of the people that they had talked to.
Okay. So,
going to get some
water. There was... Yeah, there was there's bottles in there, in the cooler.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, you can just lift it up. It works just as good. There you go, buddy. Just get your hand in there. Yeah.
Supreme sticker.
Nope, it's not. It's a cool cooler though.
Yeah, it is cool.
Got a lot of stickers on there. Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, so there were some suspects. Also, I don't think real quick going back to her death and at the crime scene. I don't think that you really talked too much about her death.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could... There was actually one detail that you guys probably had no clue about that was that added to how fucked up things got.
Tell us, Darius. Tell us.
I will tell you.
Yeah, come on, man. Stop jerking me around.
Sorry. Hold on. Let me...
Stop edging me.
So, basically...
Oh, it's calling.
Sorry, I had to get that one more thing to work.
Big squeeze.
Big squeeze.
What's that?
So, the police had found that during her time of, like, being held, that she was fed her own feces, her own pubic hair, and had stuff stuffed up her, you know...
Booty.
Bad, yeah.
Oh, both? Both. Vaginally, yeah. And anally?
And they would... Be, and apparently, like, would... So whoever did it was, like, doing that shit and then stuffing it right back into her mouth. So they were all this, like,
oh, man, like human centipede.
Yeah, so they were, like, they shaved off her pubes, put it in her mouth, all that
stuff. Now, this is what they think, or is this... Because, okay, so I did see that in the autopsy that they found these that stuff
it was,
yeah. in her stomach. But if he... Well, no, I guess they... He didn't cut her belly open. He
fed it to her while she was still alive, and... She was cut in half after she died.
Yeah.
Right. Right, but I was thinking, in my head, for some reason, at one point I was like, oh, maybe he cut it and then put it in her tummy, but or her stomach.
He force-fed it to her. Yeah. So, during the autopsy, it said her anal canal was actually dilated, and then he thought that she was raped.
Okay, so I read about
that. Pre or post-mortem?
That was post.
Was it post?
Yep, the anal was post, and they did... Or there was... no sign of sperm either. Right. So they swabbed it and everything came back negative. So as sick as this fuck was, I mean, I guess I'm happy that he didn't fuck her body. Like, right? Like, but
rape? Well, he violated.
Like, that's the thing. Right. It's like, well, like, no matter what happened is the worst case scenario. But now...
But it makes you think, how bad did she suffer?
I just don't like that. But again, like, there is no, like, I almost want to say, like, well, at least there's that, but at the same time, there really isn't that either. Right. Like, I just feel like there isn't.
Right.
So yeah, so whatever he was doing, I mean, like, I don't know, what I saw was that they didn't suspect rape, but I mean, could that even happen, and could that not leave, like... I mean, you would probably find his DNA, though.
Did they not
find... Like, just from, like, skin. Yeah, you would find...
Did they not find any DNA on the body?
I almost forgot another detail. Is actually, they had found that he was force-feeding her own flesh.
Hmm.
So, I don't know how I forgot about that detail, but that's right there.
So, yeah, there were...
Do you think... Okay, so you guys saw that there was a laceration at her knee?
I was just saying...
Wait a second. Okay, no, you're good.
Part of injury came from the unprecedented brutality of her murder. Before she was killed, Shore had been forced to eat feces, flesh, and pubic hair had been shaved off her body and inserted to her vagina and rectum. Short's uterus was removed. Long gashes extend her mouth into an eerie smile. So yeah, that's...
Real quick, just real off subject. You think that's like kind of like the basis off of Dark Knight's Joker?
And all the Glasgow smile?
Like just that smile.
Well, just not her, but it's
right, but
more popular.
Right. Okay, anyways, yeah, that's rough. I'm not...
But yeah, she was missing...
it's not good.
Like pieces of flesh from her thighs and her breasts. And I guess that's where they ended up.
Right.
She got force-fed.
You don't think he kept anything as a trophy?
Her uterus, I guess.
Oh, wait, her uterus was missing?
Yeah.
When? Wait, did I... Did you know
he
this?
Missed that, yeah.
He just said
I don't know anything.
No, yeah. I'm saying now. Sure, did you learn that?
I learned that now, yes.
Surgically removed. Like, it was a well-done, like, procedure, too. That's why...
Gotcha. So now things are starting to connect in my little head.
Yeah. So, fun fact, it was actually a technique called...
Also, the way how he cut her in half. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good.
Was also, like, the way how he did it was so he didn't have to... were you going to say something about that? just to make sure, because I don't want to...
Which part? Because I know what you're talking about.
Whenever he cut her in half, the way how he did it, he made
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So, the process was... hemicorporectomy, which basically it was used in the 1930s and before if somebody had like cancer or an infection in their lower half.
They just cut them open.
They would just cut everything like below their waist. So they would remove urethra, genitals, everything like that. They would just remove everything. And if they survive, they're lucky. And the way that they found her body was on her lower half, the intestines were tucked underneath her. So he didn't have to just leave him string out. So everything was neatly done.
No fucking way.
I am not a fan. So, even though how it was, you know, the LA Police Department has only said that they believe it to be a butcher's knife. With what you guys were telling me, I do not believe that this was a butcher's knife.
So they actually went to a medical
sharp
school.
Knife.
I don't have the name of it. They suspected somebody from a local medical school that did it, and they went there looking for suspects.
Oh, did it happen to be the? It was either the California Institute of Technology, or you're talking about the University of California.
I don't remember which one it was.
So you might be talking about George Hodel.
Okay, so
possibly.
All right. So we haven't talked about how, like leading up to it, like where she was last seen, did we?
We did not.
Okay. So she, where was that? Where's my thing?
I don't know if y'all gave an answer for this already, but did they not find any DNA on the body?
As far as we know, no. Yeah. We couldn't find anything.
That's real
but
weird.
Yeah.
Sounds like some surgical glass.
Cleaned up his whole entire area.
So she was last seen on January 9th.
Like motherfucking Dexter.
What?
Exactly.
One more question.
Like fucking Dexter.
Is this a matter of, like, they didn't find anything, or was there any evidence that, like, it had been cleaned up?
So she was actually she was clean. She was bathed before the body was dumped.
That's...
So he
are we talking, like, a
that's
warm,
so weird
a warm
to
water
me.
And soap?
Could you imagine being a fly on the wall?
They just,
a man washing a dead woman in a tub and, like, him, like, just...
Drained of blood.
Right, but I just... That is so... crazy that I think I could
cut in half too, because the reason why they believe that the person cut her in half is so he can carry her.
Really?
Yeah.
But they said she was 5'5". Look, I'm sorry, but 5'5", 22-year-old person trying to be an actress, that's what, 110 pounds?
Probably.
That guy could fucking carry her.
That's all I'm talking
about. No, let's go ahead and say 115, like at the... Yeah, I know. But, like, I'm saying, like, a little bit coming out of, you know, like, a little tighter physique.
Yeah.
I just feel like somebody that's being an actress or...
So we'll get to where she was last seen. But, so she was killed before all this happened. So anything that was done to her...
I just don't, like...
Killed
so,
before
so could
all
you,
what?
So what, did he clean the intestines, too? Like, yeah. Did he scrub-a-dub-dub those?
I don't know.
Yeah, so...
like a rubber ducky?
No, I want to say that...
But isn't that weird? Could you imagine? So, like, actually, the pictures that I saw, the
You said drained of blood.
The organs that you
was
saw.
Was there any blood like on the scene?
He removed her organs out of her body.
Mm-mm. There was none on the scene.
So drained of blood before they got there.
Yeah. So she, what they determined was that she was killed by like blunt force trauma to the head.
Okay.
She had bruising around there, but that was it. There was no other bruising or anything like that.
Dude, I hope it was.
And that she like, died.
She
from,
just got hit well, she died a couple times in the head. And which that sucks too. However, sometimes
it wasn't from the brain, the head injury. Mm-hmm. It was from where she got cut.
Fuck. There's a chance she didn't feel anything. I'm hoping.
Right.
But that's just like a fucking like.
So knocked
even,
out.
Could you imagine
cut,
just being conscious
died,
through that?
Drained of blood, cut in half.
Right. We don't know if, of course, she was drained before or after she was cut in half.
What would be that, easier?
And
I
take
like
it since this is, I'm assuming,
I was
gonna
say,
I
would feel
case,
like before.
They never found
cut it in half,
like where this place. Happened.
Nope.
Think about a hot pocket. Okay.
Oh my god, what the
fuck? No, I want to hear this. I like
that's
this.
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
We're talking about a Hot Pocket, okay? You want to drain. Just saying, like, you cut her in half, the blood's all going to get out. You might as well just drain it before you cut it in half.
No,
like,
I agree.
Pocket, you're going to poke it, you're going to take all that shit out. If you cut the Hot Pocket in half while the shit's still in it, it's going to get all over the plate.
No, you're 100% correct. We can all agree
that's
to
a
this, right?
You just bite the tip off.
And then you suck it out.
That's a pizza roll.
Like in basketball when Cooper's sucking the fat.
Like a pepperoni Hot Pocket.
Dude, I mean, you're on to something here. Now, this has probably already been, like, you know, confirmed. Just we're just here because, no, I'm saying, like, the way that he's thinking right now, it's probably already been confirmed. We just really don't, like, I really don't do a lot of crime, like, true crime stuff. I don't.
Can you imagine being in the police office and explaining that to another police officer? Or like the chief, he's like, so, you know a Hot Pocket,
they
sir?
They didn't have those back then, but yes.
And he's like...
A toaster strudel?
He's like, yeah. And he's like...
No, they didn't find semen on there, remember?
I was about to comment on that, and I was just going to say they just didn't put the frosting. But we can't... these jokes aren't allowed today, are they? I don't think we're that far. Or would that necessarily be backwards? What? We're going to move on to suspect number one.
All right.
What Matt was talking about.
So, she was last seen on January 9th, 1947, after a trip to San Diego with Robert Red Manley. And he was a 25-year-old salesman who was also married at the time.
Excuse me.
He dropped her off at the Biltmore Hotel in downtown L.A. to meet her sister that was coming from Boston. And then, apparently, she was later seen at the Crown Grill Cocktail Lounge, which was 3/8 of a mile from the Biltmore. And that's basically where she was last seen from what I know of.
That made him a suspect.
Right.
Now, eventually, he was actually sent to a mental hospital in 1954 from hearing voices.
Yep. His wife did something... One second.
But yeah, I don't know. It's pretty interesting for Robert Red Manley. However, have you ever heard his story or anything on that? Like, maybe like what he said against that? Do we have any of that?
His defense?
Yeah. Thank you.
So, all right. So, yeah, I got you. So, he passed 2 polygraph tests, and he also had a sworn alibi at the time.
Okay.
He also...
I might have missed it, but did they give a, like, time of death for her?
I mean, it had to be like, hours
yeah, they
before.
Had hours.
Well, actually, I honestly could see
but,
a possible day, maybe even before, but I don't know.
He identified, like, all
of
her possessions that were found in a trash can.
When did they say she actually died?
Actually, I don't know the date.
So they found her... And then announced her dead on the same day.
I mean...
Right?
She wasn't alive.
Right, but I'm just saying,
but
like...
I would hope
yes,
not.
There was an hour... there was an hour timeline. Hang on.
But you don't think, like, they don't have... Can't we, like, determine that kind of stuff now? Like, how long or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? It was all that?
I was saying, yes, they can determine that kind of
right,
stuff.
Right, but it was...
She was found at 10 a.m.
Yeah, so I'm
leaving her time of death somewhere during the evening of January 14th, early morning of January 15th. About it'd been dead about 10 hours.
I was going to say, so a 10 to 12 hour. I was going to actually say 10 to 12 hour window, probably. Okay, that's not too bad. Man, they were busy. That actually does not pick up.
Really?
Right. With all that will probably not pick up.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, you should know. Him over here, that does never picks up. The ice machine,
it doesn't pick that up?
It does not pick the ice machine up.
So when we stop and pause, that's what... Yeah. We got to stop pausing.
But, yeah, this, though, her, because it's a higher pitch, that actually might pick up. I'm not sure. That was my dog walking, if you guys can hear. Sorry. We're talking about things that this mic picks up because we used to have problems with previous mics or recordings where my ice machine would pick up. You would pick up literally my legs, anybody's legs twitching, moving, scratches on the table. The
dog drinking.
Yeah, the dog drinking, the dog eating, the dog laying down, the dog sniffing, the dog, like, just all of it. And then also anything that would happen outside the room or the AC even. It would pick up the air conditioner or the fan when it was on. So, like, yeah, every time we used to have to record, we had to turn everything fucking off. But now things are better. Now, if you do hear my dog, I'm sorry, but she's a clicker clacker. So she's like a velociraptor. But, yeah. All right, so Robert Red Manley. Now, do you guys think, listening to this and Skipper being new to this, actually, really, for me, guys, all I knew about the case, like, files and that it was unsolved. That's all I knew about this coming in. Matt, did you know more than that?
The only thing I knew was that they found a mutilated body and that.
Yeah, so Darius, you're the only one that knew more than all of us.
Yeah.
So with all of this now, do you guys, out of our first suspect, how solid do you think he is? Do you think this man killed it? Or do you think he's innocent, guilty, or just undecided? Like where are you guys laying your eggs?
You said he had a solid alibi.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just based off the alibi, I don't think... Where did the alibi place him?
Oh, hey, wait. Wasn't this also... That. This is the guy that got the truth serum and then confessed, right? In 1954, when he went to the mental hospital and started hearing voices, they gave him a truth serum, which I have no idea what the chemical was, but that's
sodium
hydroxide.
No.
Anyways, they injected it into him, and apparently he confessed to murdering Elizabeth Short.
Huh.
They probably thought he was just a nut by that point and believed that he did.
Maybe he did.
Tons of people confessed to killing her.
Because the polygraphs...
Yeah.
If
they also came back, but
those are easy
positive,
to.
Yeah.
I mean, you're cutting a body in half, mutilating it. You.
Sodium pin.
You're obviously messed up in the head doing that.
Yeah.
And so for you to just kind of breeze by a polygraph, I.
Right, because you just have to have a calm, like, heartbeat or a steady heartbeat. And so if you come to terms with this, you're good.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, if you don't crack under pressure, you can pass it, no problem.
I mean, but do you guys think he was, you guys undecided on it? Do you think, like, he should be suspect?
Well, we gotta get the other.
Well, I mean, no, we can talk about him being just a suspect. I mean,
he's kind of sus so far.
People have opinions on suspects as they go. I'm just saying, does this raise enough red flags, if any, if they do, where you are willing to be like, no, that motherfucker is the one that... Like, I would believe that he did it.
For me, originally, I suspected him because he was the last person really to see her and be around her. And I'm like, okay, he did it.
Right.
And then I guess we'll figure out more.
Okay.
But for me, it was originally him.
Okay, that's fine.
But we'll go over the rest.
What do you think, Darius?
Probably not.
You don't think he is the one?
No.
I mean, even with the story and stuff, would you still have him as a suspect, though?
No,
really?
I think it's a... Don't
tell me who you think it is or anything like that. I'm just telling you from his story.
I think looking into his background, probably not.
Okay. And Skipper?
Yes?
Do you think that, he's sus?
I wouldn't put him at, like, suspect numero uno, but he's kind of sus at the moment.
Okay, that's fine. No, I got.
And do we know what the alibi was?
I didn't say from my end.
I didn't.
Just the fact that he has one that was apparently tight.
Yeah. So I would also say I think that he's a suspect for sure. I mean, if he's the last person that saw her, immediate, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so suspect.
I mean, I agree with him being a suspect. I just don't think it.
Right. So suspect number two. Yeah, that's with that. No, I kind of agree. Like, it's like, yeah, there's something weird, but he doesn't. Like, I would want more. I wouldn't be like willing to bet it was him. Yeah, he was revving up on me, too. So, suspect number two. We got a Joseph...
Stalin.
No, Dumas, or Dumas.
Dumas, yeah.
He was blackout drunk with Elizabeth in San Francisco a couple days before this, which is another man that is apparently one last this year. And he actually confessed to the murder because he couldn't remember anything, which I actually was like, okay, like, that's cool. Like, I'm happy that you... Like, you understood what was that. Like, you possibly killed a person. Like, could you imagine going through that? I've actually seen that in a couple TV shows.
So, he got blackout drunk, confessed to it.
No, he got blackout drunk, doesn't remember what happened. Yeah.
But Elizabeth Short is dead.
And he confesses to falsely confesses himself as the murderer.
How did he get cleared of that?
Thank you for asking, because I would have totally forgot to even say this. He was in the military, and he was currently... His alibi was he was on base. They covered for him. Okay. Which I guess, thinking about it out loud and saying it out loud, maybe they did. I think he was in the Navy, right? That's what I said earlier.
Who? Which one?
Joseph Dumas.
I think so.
Dumas. Either way, so he's in the military.
Was in the Army.
Wow. That's weird.
She likes military men.
Is the other suspect? Okay, so real quick though, but yeah, so his officers, his higher ups cleared him, which is cool. Like, I'm happy that happened, because I liked hearing that, like, he couldn't remember. Like, he just could not remember either getting her home or, like, how they ended the night. So he just confessed to it. That's insane to think about, right?
Yeah.
But that's, like, a good, like, think, like, I'm happy that's there. So, next we have suspect number three.
So, suspect number three actually has a very interesting story to him. His name was George Hodel. George Hodel's story kind of begins with his son by the name of Steve Hodel. And Steve Hodel and George Hodel didn't really have a good relationship. His early childhood was pretty strained with him, and they didn't really get along. But shortly after his father's death, he had gone through all of his belongings and stumbled upon a little photo album. And looking through this photo album, he would actually notice a picture that resembled the Black Dahlia. Now, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a background that I probably should have went over as soon as I started it. Steve Hodel is a retired police detective. So this definitely plays into the stuff that, you know, his career was in. This was the picture right here that he had stumbled upon of his dad's. This one right here.
Huh.
And
Who are those? Matt?
We don't.
Who are those ladies?
We don't know who those people are. However, he says that it resembles the Black Dahlia. Now, his father had a pretty interesting background. Ever since the beginning of his life, he's always kind of been like, he's a pretty good, like, on paper, he's a pretty well-rounded individual. He was born October 1907, raised in Los Angeles, California. His parents came from a Russian Jewish ancestry, and he was their only son. And he was known as
having
a high IQ. He scored 186 on an early IQ test, which is like,
damn,
you know. Anyway, when he was 15, he had entered California Institute of Technology. However, 1 year later, he was kicked out due to a sex scandal by impregnating his professor's wife. He would be kicked out of that, but later on, he would graduate from University of California, getting his medical school certificate, and he would get into all that stuff. But here's the thing. Later down the line, his daughter would accuse him of raping her and impregnating her, all that stuff. And it was later to be dropped, but the daughter would also say that he was, she believed that he had involvement in the Black Dahlia, and that she would eventually tell George Hodel about that, and George Hodel would like make all these connections and look into the story of his father, and would find that he was actually a suspect in the case. And you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff in the case. One was that whenever he looked at some of the DA tapes that were recorded back in March 27, 1950, this was actually a quote that he had said on the tape. Suppose I did kill the Black Dahlia. They can't prove it now. They can't talk to my secretary anymore because she's dead. They thought that there was something fishy. Anyway, now they have to figure it out. Killed her. Maybe I did kill her, kill my secretary. So now it was believed that he said that in like, he was being sarcastic when he was saying all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, that's kind of like, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about that Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like, episode where, like, Dennis is accused of killing the Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
It's a good show, man. It's a good episode. It's a good show.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, so, the reason why he would be such a good candidate in the killing of Elizabeth is the fact that he has, a background in, surgical stuff, and...
it fits the process.
He fits all that stuff. He was in the same area as her at the same time. And also just like the reason why he was even connected to the case is for his sex crimes that were going on not that long before it.
Real quick, the whole Robert Manley thing, what I was talking about, the truth serum, when he was under the truth serum, he said, I did not kill her. So he was proving his innocence even more. That's why they gave it to him.
Okay.
Since they had him at the hospital, they went ahead and gave him the truth serum because they wanted to see if he would confess to the crime. Because then they could close the books. Because that happens actually on a lot of cases too.
But just they shot him up and he was still saying, I didn't do it.
So Robert Manley is the one saying that he is innocent.
I say that stuff is clearly not like
this. It's not reliable.
No, I wouldn't say it's true either.
Yeah.
It just puts you under the influence.
Yeah, no, I think that... So, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I that whole thing was bothering me, and I wanted to make sure that I listened to that right. So, now it's out there.
So, even if you look at his, like, how old he would be when he went to medical school, he would be old enough to learn the technique that that was used to dissect her, or bisect her.
See, now I started seeing things that people... One of the bigger theories is that it was Dr. Hodel, or Hodel, and you know, that's why he was able to do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, and but also they're saying that he was like her doctor.
What was
and like
he was no like alibi? No,
I don't know, what was it?
Like, why was he like cleared?
Do you know his alibi?
Actually, do not. I didn't go over that part.
Maybe they just didn't have enough. Like on
possibly, because I was looking at it through two different sources, but I didn't actually reach that.
Yeah, I mean, those are our three suspects. I don't know what you guys think, but
and are those the only three, or just the biggest three?
So there's been hundreds of people that have confessed to it.
Yeah, it still goes on. Dead ass. People still say it.
Yeah.
He will still say that he killed the Black Dahlia.
But, yeah. So, it happens, man.
People still confess to JFK.
People get really into that, too. Yeah, that is weird. So, but yeah. I don't know. What are you thinking, Skipper? What are you, with the knowledge that has been laid down in front of you, what are you thinking?
Sound very, like, Southern, like, right there.
Okay.
The knowledge I've been put on out here.
It's
also
From what I've heard, what is this?
That right there is the picture that they found for George Hodel's like booklet, like the mysterious woman that said they said resembles her. Some people say it doesn't look like her at all, and that's usually a turn off for most people. You're like, oh, throw it away. Some people say that is her. It really just depends, you know, how you see it.
I don't think it is. It doesn't look like Elizabeth Short to me, but I think that's just talking about how, I mean, similar.
They have similar features, but yeah, it's just not
white women with dark brunette hair. Yeah, right. And, you know. So, yeah. You know, I'd be looking at, it'd be trying to, like, look at Paul Walker and Brad Pitt, trying to tell them apart. I'm just trying. Just, you can't be doing that. Well, not after.
I was going to say, it's pretty easy to tell right now.
That's
George Hodel is in American Horror Story Murder House.
Holy shit, that is him, isn't it? I just realized that.
Yeah.
And then the Black Dahlia is in Hotel. So, does Hotel connect to any of the other ones? Because I never finished Hotel. But it wasn't bad. Like, I liked it for the most part.
Hold on one second. Of course, he wasn't called George Hodel in American Horror Story. It was Dr. Montgomery.
Yeah, he was the guy in the basement,
right?
He was
the one making all the, like, the weird baby monster.
Yeah.
The one where it was like, he keeps on clawing me whenever she was trying to breastfeed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was, whenever they showed that whole scene in the beginning where the girl's walking with her baby.
Mm-hmm.
And they discover it.
Yeah. Holy shit, yeah. That's crazy.
It just shows it, right? That's the only one I could find. But yeah, that's from American Horror Story.
Well, that one's from Hotel.
Is it?
Yeah.
She was in Hotel. It's been a long time since I've seen it. But she was also in Murder House. She was, like, killed in Murder House, so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I like how the anthologies get
kind of reminds
together.
Me of the Slit Mouth Woman.
Yeah, that's. I thought about that and the Joker. So, Matt, what are you thinking, man? Well, actually, Tibor, you never really finished your.
I don't know how I got these scars.
Okay, you never really finished what you're thinking. Who do you think, out of the three suspects, or I suppose you could say other, who are you thinking
of
is the murderer?
Of the three, probably Hodel.
Mm-hmm.
Manly, that's his name?
Yeah, Robert Manly.
I apologize for butchering Hodel. I was getting ahead of myself.
There's a lot of Hodel
stuff. We don't know
stuff.
What it was, but he apparently had the solid alibi, passed the polygraphs for whatever that's worth to
right.
you.
I didn't do Hodel.
And did the truth serum, so he seems pretty clean.
Robert, yeah.
Do
you think those polygraphs are, like...
I think if...
Accountable? Like, do you really think that they're dependable and...
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
That's why they don't really use them much nowadays.
Right.
They're not admissible in court.
Mm-hmm.
What was the second guy's name?
Joseph DeMias.
Or DeMias.
Him... Even by his own record, he has no idea what happened.
Poor guy. I really... That's the
and
one guy I don't think did
especially based on... the severity of the crime.
Mm-hmm.
If he was blackout drunk, he would not have had the dexterity to do those things.
Right. Yeah, we were actually talking about
or the wherewithal to wash the body of any of his DNA.
Right. Yeah. No, we talked about
he just was drunk after he killed her.
Like people getting that way and like becoming blackout and like typically even with like rage, like it kind of goes to like being barbaric because it's only it's just your fists or think like blunt objects that you can grab and hit. So I've always been like that's always weird.
Which of the big three just leaves Hodel?
Yeah, but you don't think it's another?
Well, of what I've been presented with, he's
the most
likely.
Pretty good. Yeah, Matt.
I'm also going with Hodel just because he has medical history. His weird tendencies with what?
His,
oh man,
his sexual allegations.
Yeah,
his daughter and then his teacher and
his age fits the time he would go on to medical school to learn the technique he used to cut her in half. Um, did he really have a motive to why he wanted to kill her? Or just was it just obsession?
I don't think there were, like, I don't think there was anything behind that. I think he just completely steered clear from it. I actually, like I said, I don't know the reason why they let him go. I think it was because there just wasn't enough, like,
evidence.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It sucks because I really wish I found something.
Because, like, it's just weird that this happened. Like, I guess if it's really psychopath, you don't need a motive. But just for all of this to be done and the way it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's weird for that. Especially if you, well, I'm curious though if you take those photos that were in that photo album, mm-hmm. if that was pre, so if it was before.
Well, they
and if it was before, then clearly there is a chance that there is a motive, there's a pattern.
Right.
Those two other women, if there are these mysterious women, right. And now his son is talking about how he is not a stranger to murder.
Mm-hmm.
Those could be people that he murdered, and then the Black Dahlia is just more people that like that resemble her.
So right. I got two things on that.
Yep.
So first thing is first. I'll go ahead and continue off what you just said right there. So his son, so a lot of people don't like his son because he's kind of like throwing out a lot of stuff that just sounds complete crazy in his book. Because he wrote a book about it. He wrote two books about it.
Okay.
He claims that he believes that he killed multiple people and the Black Dahlia wasn't the first or last of it. And also he goes as far as to say that his dad could have been the Zodiac Killer. That's a whole entire other thing. And right before we continue on that, let me just read out the thing that might answer the question. So, Hoda was interviewed as a suspect in 1949, the 1949 murder of Louise Springer, the Green Twig murder, though evidence to support this accusation was not publicly available until 2018. In October of 1949, Hoda's name was mentioned in a formal written report to the grand jury as one of five prime suspects in the Short murder, but none of the named suspects were submitted to the grand jury for consideration for indictment, as the investigation was still ongoing. Hoda obtained a degree in psychiatry and counseled prisoners in the territorial prison. Sorry, guys.
Territorial?
I'm
prison?
I'm stupid. Anyway. Yeah,
territorial.
That's okay, buddy.
Keep going. Like, territorial.
Anyway.
What?
Terrestrial.
I was going to say terrestrial prison.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was like, trying to stop myself.
What was I saying? Territorial?
Yeah.
Okay. Territorial prison in Hawaii for 3 years. They moved on to the Philippines where he started a new family and appears to have remained until 1990, finally dying in 1999 in San Francisco without charges ever being filed. However, his son Steve has written that he believes Hoda re-entered the United States multiple times each year from 1958 through 1988, and specifically in 1966 to 69 to commit more murders than to return for the Philippines.
I don't know why, but I definitely felt like I was listening to Unsolved Mysteries there. real quick. The fucking Zodiac Killer?
Yeah, they go as far as to say that he might be the Zodiac Killer.
What do you guys... I need your opinions on this.
Yeah, his son says his dad might have been the Zodiac Killer.
Like, look at that face. Now pull up the Zodiac Killer's face.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, all that typing, guys.
So, I mean, if he shaved his mustache, yeah.
I don't know. That's who they admit now, is it, right?
Well,
I'm talking about the drawing. Yeah, so, if you look at the drawing comparison, compared to drawing-wise, you see what I'm saying? If you look at the drawings they did... Holy fucking shit. That's... Okay, those are the drawings right there.
Yeah.
Okay, those are the... That's pretty close, man.
And this is... That picture is 5 years after that.
Wait, can you...
Picture. It's the same picture.
Yeah. That looks like... In a way, that's a little bit more edged out. You know, like
yeah,
more
he's
defined.
5 years younger.
Yeah, but I'm saying he looks more defined. But I'm talking about compared to the Zodiac Killer.
Anyway,
so I don't know. I'm not going to buy it, though. But that's really interesting. I'm not going to...
There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, including his house that he had in California, which is now a historical site. People go as far as to say, I think his son actually talked about it, because his son's trying to get... trying to be able to go dig in the backyard of the property, but he's not able to because...
Because of its private property now. Because
it's private property now, but... You kind of, some people kind of compare it to like the hotel,
Cecil,
the Holmes Hotel, you know what I'm talking about?
Cecil Hotel?
Not Cecil, but the hotel where the guy built his hotel to like have chambers.
Yes.
H.H. Holmes.
Yes.
Some, obviously it's not as grand as
that. Is that in Illinois?
We definitely
was that in Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago. I know the reason why I know that is because the fires, I think, happened around the same time. But so some people are saying that his house could have been also like, if he was a murderer, have like all these like things that kind of...
And we'll never know now.
And we'll never know. Now, that is just like people saying things. There's probably no like actual concrete...
No, but I kind of... But I get what they're coming from, right?
Right.
It's like, hey, if there is nothing to hide, please, like, give a tour, right?
Right.
But if it's a...
But he's definitely an interesting figure, like, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I buy the Zodiac Killer thing. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I'll entertain it, the idea. But I'm not sold on it. I'm not buying it. But I'll entertain it for a little bit. I need to do a little bit more research on that. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah.
Same?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one article that I kind of skimmed a paragraph off of isn't convincing.
It's just
enough,
not enough. But the photos, sure. I can see the differences, different people's artistic style. I get it. Matt, same.
Yeah,
kind of on board.
There's not enough. I'm just laughing.
Have we done anything on the Zodiac Killer?
No. We talked about doing the Zodiac Killer, and then they said that they found out who the Zodiac Killer was, and we were like, yeah, fuck it.
I'm reading into the thing that I was getting all my information from. The guy said, why does everybody connect unsolved crimes with notable killers like it's some sort of criminal megaverse?
The megaverse.
It is, I was thinking about
the
that too.
Team Phase 4 Zodiac Killer.
No, I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, actually.
Everybody gets their own movie, and at the very end, they all connect for one big crime.
If any of our audience likes true crime, you guys should really check out On Wednesdays We Talk Weird.
Ted Bundy died in
the you should listen to their true crime episodes because they're actually really good. Astros over there gets really into true crime.
I'm not gonna lie, it's a little harder for me to do the. I mean, I like true crime, but we've never really done one, so this was kind of.
No,
so much detail in it compared to what we usually do. We talk about a fucking monster in the woods. This has like no information on it. This has like documents like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I mean, hopefully it gets better over time. I feel like I fucked up on my part a lot, but
you're good, man. You're good. You convinced Skipper that the doctor killed him.
I think the doctor killed him.
Killed her.
Killed her. Yeah, sorry, you made me say him.
Well, I said M.
Eminem.
Like killed him.
The doctor killed Eminem. Dr. Dre killed Eminem.
Do you think this is like the
Dr.
reason
Dre
he wanted to become
Eminem.
A doctor?
Get it right, huh?
Yeah, after
he
was
know.
Dead.
I maybe, honestly, if he did kill her, he probably had, obviously from an early age, he had like, you know.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm talking about like, maybe that's the reason why he wanted to become a doctor. Never had access to
that?
Like multiple
You're
tools.
Looking at me before I did that.
And then actually just like people like were sick or whatever he could get away with killing.
Right. Yeah. You see, if that's the case, you just don't know how to kill.
Is it the
actually
Mormon
killed.
In you?
Especially back then, they don't keep documents of like people like if he killed a patient or not. You know, you just don't know. Like,
it's weird, man. It's kind of like also in American Horror Stories in the second season with the Nazi doctor.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because they want to document that.
Yeah. That
they're
shit's
just,
fucking
right
weird, man. That shit is so weird.
It's, you're never going to know because it's so back in the past.
And you know there's people... I actually have heard people say we should bring back like mental hospitals like that. I'm like, what?
No, they use that as personal like laboratories.
Yeah, like I'm like, what? That's so fucking fucked.
No. Unless you want to bring back the aliens, then we'll do that.
I'll watch TV.
The aliens like the symbol.
I liked that
they
connection.
Stole the baby.
That
was the best season.
Yeah, to me, that's still the best season. Out of fucking left field, you get this guy. Yeah, he believes in aliens. That was it. And I was like, oh, okay, I understand why he's here. I thought that was going to be the end of it.
What about,
then the next thing you know, holy shit, there's fucking aliens in the episode.
What about the killer being the psychiatrist? That was crazy.
I think that actually did get me. I actually didn't see that coming. I think
his son and like later in the show was like,
yeah, that was
his mom and like,
oh man,
it was such a good season.
It was a lot of it, and it was good drama. It was okay.
Yeah. Also, it was actually kind of scary at some moments.
Actually, okay. So speaking of a new drama, And if you like this kind of case, there's a new show out. It's called Love and Death. It's on HBO Max. It is kind of like this. It is also based on a book, Evidence of Love, a true story of passion and death in the suburbs, written by your friend and mine, Joe Bob Briggs. He wrote the book. Yeah. So, and Daniel bought the book. So I'll be reading it. Elizabeth Olsen's in it, and so is Jesse Plemons. Elizabeth Olsen, as you know, the best of the Olsens. And then you got Jesse Plemons, who, for some reason, every chick on Twitter thinks he's hot and has big dick energy. Keep getting it, brother. That's all I gotta say. Dude, they are like, he is so sexy. He's so fine. You know, he plays also in Breaking Bad. Jesse Plemons. He's also an Observed and Report. I can't remember who he is in Breaking Bad. Excuse me. But he's also in El Camino, so.
What?
Yeah, he's in both.
He's not Skinny Pete, is he?
Is he redhead?
No.
No? He kind of looks like Matt Damon.
That guy?
Yeah.
The one that kills the kid? That motherfucker?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me see. What picture did you show him?
Go back to my computer.
Yeah, him. So you know him, right?
The one that Black Mirror episode that was like Star Trek.
Yeah. This is Kirsten Dunst's husband.
Word.
Yeah.
They're repop. Dude, I bet they have ginger kids. I don't know. That's kind of cute.
He seems like a nice guy. Actually, no.
That guy got with Kirsten Dunst?
I just know
that him. Guy is married to Kirsten Dunst.
I just know him as the guy from Breaking Bad, the piece of shit at the ending of Breaking Bad. Have you seen all of Breaking Bad?
No.
That's the reason why.
Anyways, I remember him from Observe and Report. So, like, he was Seth Rogen's bitch in that movie. Like, I don't know, man. I think, like, hey, whatever.
Is it okay if I spoil it to you what he does? Or do you not?
Nah, they have really long kids.
Don't really?
Yeah.
Don't spoil. Okay. Anyways, yeah, because Victoria listens to the show.
Gotcha.
So, but, no, that guy, that gives, like, people like me hope. I think I'm a little cuter because of the freckles that I have, but, like, you know what I mean? We're basically the same motherfucking guy.
So, what's his name again?
Because we're all redheads, just like me and Darius.
What's the name of the guy again?
Oh, Jesse Plemons. So, anyways, guys, what are our final thoughts on this? Skipper and Matt, you guys are going with Doctor.
Yep.
Darius.
Doctor.
Give me the news.
Especially with that mustache. Loving you. I don't know how that actually goes. Anyways.
I see some lovely
mustache. I don't know. I don't know what I think about it, to be honest with you. I do want to say that he is the Black Dahlia killer.
Feels like there's a however coming.
No, but I need them to let people in on that property.
Right.
Like I think there are people out there that deserve answers, and. If he's not the killer, then fine. Because the fact that they're even finding possibly the scent, or a dog found the scent of body remains at his house, and like whatever else is going on in his house, like this shit's weird. We need to know what that is, right? But like, I don't know. Like, I want to say it is him, but then the really got me onto the Zodiac shit now, and now I'm like, fuck, could that have been him? But I don't think that is. Like, I really don't. But it is really interesting.
Right.
But if it is, was that literally the perfect crime? Like, you have a doctor do this shit, and this is why? But the Zodiac killer, he wasn't this clean, was he?
I don't know. I never looked into it.
Yeah, like, Darius?
No.
Yeah, he was like...
He didn't care. He killed you and left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So... Then to me that one makes sense. Yeah, what do you think? Do you think gloves, Elizabeth Schwert would have been his passion project? Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a Zodiac killer. However, I want to know if there's any deaths connected to Elizabeth Schwert. Mike, you know, any other cases?
There is the one case with the I forgot the name of it, but it was the one where the lady or the man. A man was driving down a road that was kind of like. There's like nothing out there, and there was a lady like with clothes on top of her. She was also naked. The lipstick killer.
Oh, right. Okay, I know that one.
Yeah, she was found almost exactly like
her. Yeah. How far was that?
Lipstick Killer.
It's 30 seconds each time.
Was...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Lipstick Killer.
What is the Lipstick Killer?
1945.
Okay. So, I mean, that's just 1 or 2 years before. That's not bad.
There was another killing.
1946 was the next one, yeah.
There was one that
so
was
one in 45, one in 46. Yeah, we got the Dahlia in 47.
So she was just the third one. So was there any time that... Do we know those bodies? The identities of those bodies? They're not the girls in the photo.
And what is connecting them to this?
One of them, one of the little girls, her last name was Deegan or Deng, I can't pronounce it. Anyway, it shared the street name that was the offshoot of where Elizabeth was found.
Okay.
So, like, right down the road was literally Deegan Street, the same last name as the little girl that was killed. And it was where Elizabeth was found, like a little piece of it.
So, what was her last name again? Shore?
Short.
Elizabeth Short.
Did they find a short street, short avenue, and go investigating, see if there was another killing there?
I don't know.
That's fucking...
See if it was just a name-based killing game for him?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. There is so much to the case that could be covered. I mean, I didn't even go over the part where when there was a bunch of people like claiming to be the killer back when the Elizabeth Short thing was happening. One person had actually called the, I think he had wrote a letter, or, you know, he called them and told them that he was the killer, and then later had sent in the, all her, like, belongings,
mm-hmm.
and it basically, like, confirmed it to them.
Right.
But they never got more, like, from it. But I really want to try to find the Lipstick Murder.
So, in, like, popular media with serial killers and whatnot, they're usually, like, toying with the police department. Was there any of that kind of stuff going on with this?
So, I don't remember if it was part of, like, the fake part that I was reading. Like, people had rumors about it. But there was one, the reason why it's called a Lipstick Killing is on the body. It said, fuck, and it said, allegedly it said BD, but it was supposed to say PD instead.
So either Black Dahlia or...
Or police department.
Were there any, like, initials with that, or just...
Just that. That's why it was called Lipstick Killing, because it left that note.
Is that the only, like, I guess, communication they had with the killer?
Apparently. And apparently... So the one I saw was that it happened a month after Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it was Elizabeth.
The victim...
That's why I said BD.
Sorry, it took so long. So the victim...
Big Dick.
The victim was quickly identified
BD as... BD Wong. Big Dick Wong. That's what it's fucking...
Long Duck Dong.
So, basically... Yankee. It was... the guy found it in a bunch... Like, in a very, like, weedy area. A pile of stylish women's clothing was on top of the body of a dark-haired woman. The face was beaten up. It was all fucked up. And, it's covered in bruises, blood, and mud. And it said, fuck you, BD, on the torso and red lipstick. The victim was quickly identified as 44-year-old Jean French. French horrific death made front page news and said, werewolf strikes again, kills a LA woman, writes BD on
body. So outside of the pile of clothes and the writing, was there anything notable about the body itself?
Any
similar mutilations?
I don't see anything about that, so.
I know.
She was stomped and beaten so violently that she suffered massive internal bleeding, a broken neck, and punctured heart.
So it's not similar outside of just the writing, maybe referencing it.
It could probably be a reference, but might not be the same person.
So do you think that doctor maybe just killed possibly 3 people and that was it?
Maybe.
Hmm. Interessante.
The podcast I was listening to.
Or they're all completely unrelated.
Yeah. It's crazy, you know? It is. It's crazy to think about. Well, guys, I think, I mean, if you guys don't have anything else to add, I'm good. I'm stumped on this one. I think it's very interesting. I don't think we'll ever find out what happened, but unless they open that house, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But by this, I mean, the longer it goes, the harder it's going to be to find anything.
That's DNA the way wise, I think you can confirm it is if they go in the house and they find stuff of hers in there.
I mean, but even then, like, you don't think that whoever owns the property just kind of took a lot of shit out, hide? Maybe they're in on it. Maybe they're a fanboy of the doctors and they know, you know, kind of obsessed, kind of like in Saw 4 or 3 with the chick, whichever one. Whenever she starts, she saves herself and then she comes back and starts helping them.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, you never know,
the
man.
The chick from Saw 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. You guys got anything else?
No, that's it.
It's just one that's for me. You're going to go around in circles. So.
All right, cool. Well, we will catch you guys next week on the Momo.
Momo.
Momo.